I'm going to minister on a subject just in a few minutes of committing to God, but this is caught in my spirit, and I've got to talk about it a little bit. In the 2 Corinthians, in the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians, it says, verse 9, "For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich," though he was rich, amen, "yet for your sakes he became poor." Even though when he was in heaven, though he was rich and he was had all the richness, they owned this world and all the fullness thereof, but yet this took place for your sakes, he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Amen. I like that. I mean, that'll stand up and preach by itself. And then we come on down in that same 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians. "Now therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have." Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about when they got this or got that, they was going to do something for God. I've heard people say, "Well, I'm going to save up money and pay my house off. When I pay my house off, I'm going to quit my job and work for God." Most of those people never arrived at a place to work at God. Or they throwed in the towel and give up on it. The devil said boo and they went and hid. But here, what God is simply saying, if you just take what you have and go to using it for God, don't take a lot of faith, use what you got. Use what faith you got and give you more. God will give you more. Use what you have and your abilities, God give you more. Use what talents you got and God will increase it. Amen. Then in verse 12, "For if there be first a willing mind, it is acceptable according to that a man has, and not according that he has not." God don't look at you today for what you don't have. God looks at you today for your willingness. Amen. We'll have to be willing here as we work for the Lord in this worship center. We'll have to be willing to let the Lord be God. We'll have to be willing to be obedient. We'll have to be willing to use what we got and not what we need or what we say we've got to have. I hear some folks say, "Well, if I only had this." I've seen preachers, "Well, if I had a bigger church, I could do this." And they ain't got the one that got full. Amen. Just go ahead and use what you got. Amen. Go ahead and take what you got. We gathered up when we acquired this building. Amen. And we took all the paperwork last Friday, went to the lawyers that's taking care of it on the other end, and This Thursday afternoon at 2:30, we'll take the package to our bank for them to get ready to finalize things. And we gathered up what we had. Amen. I went and began to think. And for days and days and days, I moved stuff into this building. I used what I had. I took what I had and I made it available for God to use. Amen. Take what you got and make it available for God to use. Amen. Don't sit around and wait, "Well, if I had this or I had that, if God would give me this." Just get up, square your shoulders, take what you got and go tell this world that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Go tell him that he's Christ. Amen. Go tell the world and tell the devil that he was defeated at Calvary. Because here the Bible said he was rich, but he came poor that you could be rich. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If I said amen and said a prayer, that's a powerful message. Amen. Out of God's word. But I just had to share that. Amen. Now then, I want to minister for a few minutes. Won't keep you too long. Amen. I want to minister on commit and also being committed. Amen. What I see, and let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint these words, anoint this message, anoint this thought. Carry it forth and send it around the world and cause men and women to trust you, to commit to you, to be saved. And Lord, build their faith and move in their souls and their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. One of the things that I'm seeing, and I've said this and I say it again and you'll hear me say it time and time again. If you have an experience that you claim to be of the Lord and there's no commitment in it, there's no suffering in it, and there's no trial in it, you don't know the Lord. Amen. You didn't find the Lord. You found something else. Because if you know the Lord, amen, there's going to be some battles. And there's going to have to be some commitment. And there's going to be some suffering. We got to suffer for his name's sake. If we're going to rule with him, we're going to have to suffer with him. Amen. So when we understand this, amen, we understand this by God's word. And right now, we see less commitment amongst people that there's ever been. You can't hardly get them committed enough to get to the house of God. We was talking about for the service today. They got worldly events going on. You can go and they'll be packed out. The same place they have with some of the worldly events, they tried a gospel event and they only had a handful compared to what they have to the worldly event. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't about number. Only thing represents number, represents souls. Amen. But we've got to preach this gospel. We got to declare this gospel. We got to speak this gospel. Amen. We got to preach this gospel. We got to lift up our voice like a trumpet. We got to cry loud and spare not. Amen. We got to be the watchman and set on the hill. Amen. And we got to warn the people. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 37 and 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Commit. Notice that little word. It simply says commit. Amen. Commit thou ways unto him. Amen. And trust also takes commitment. It takes trust. And he shall bring it to pass. And then when we back up and read verse 4. See, most people read verse 4 and forget about verse 5. Verse 4 is not going to work if you don't have what verse 5. Amen. And the fourth verse says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. After we've committed our ways to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And then in Psalms, amen, we're going to go back a little bit, amen, in chapter 31 and in verse 1 through 5. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. One reason we don't want to be ashamed, because the Bible said if we're ashamed of him, amen, in this old sinful and adulterous generation, this world, if we're ashamed of him, then the Bible said he will not confess us before the Father. And he's the only door, the only way. He's the price paid for sin. He's the perpetuation. We're going in by the name of Jesus, or we're not going at all. Amen. You can know the Pope, you can know the President, you can know the Governor, you can know whoever. But unless you know Jesus Christ, you're not going to walk streets of glory. Amen. And that's a promise. Amen. In verse 2, bow down thou ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my solid rock for an house of defense to save me. You know, a rock is something, you know, I built buildings for years. I built a building one time that towered in the air many stories. And I was the engineer working on it. And the architect had designed that thing. We had to drill down through the soil till we hit bedrock. And then we had to grind so many feet in the bedrock. And then we had to pour a caisson. And we poured hundreds of them under the foundation of that big building. So it towered hundreds of feet in the air. In some places it went 50, 60, 80, or 90 feet down in the ground until we hit bedrock. We grilled in that, we dynamited it, we set big caissons, put steel girders in them, and poured them full of concrete. It was set on solid rock. Our foundation in Christ Jesus is set on a solid rock. Paul said this rock was Christ. Amen. We're not out here on sinking sand. We're not blowing in the breeze or the wind, but we've been anchored in solid rock. Amen. And that rock is Christ. Amen. And for the fulfillment of it, amen, he is our defense. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Glory to God. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. I'm going to tell you, the enemy has a master plan to destroy you, to entangle you, to net you, whatever. But when we have the Lord, and when we seek the Lord, amen, he becomes our strength and he pulls us out of the net that our adversary, the devil, and our enemies have laid. Amen. And then in verse 5, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Notice that word commit. I commit my spirit. That thou redeemeth me, O Lord God of truth. That thou redeemeth me, O Lord God of truth. We have him as our defense. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our high tower. He's everything we need. We got to commit to him with all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength, all that's within us. And if we commit to that depth, then the Lord. We're like the house that's built on solid rock. The winds come, the storms come, the rains come, but it don't fall. But the house was built on sinking sand. The wind and the storms come, and you know what happened to it? It fell. Amen. That's how that we've been able to stand through the crisis and through the hard times and through the battles and through the storms and through the battles. Is because Christ is our rock. He's the rock we're standing on. Amen. Then in Proverbs, in Proverbs 16 and 3, commit thy works unto the Lord. Amen. Commit thy works. What are you doing for the Lord? I watch people that never give an ounce of time to the Lord. Amen. I can look around here and I can see a lot of things got to be done. Amen. I appreciate the sister said the other day, her and her husband mowed the churchyard back when they was able for years. Thank God for it. Amen. They might have not gotten nothing this side for it. They might not even got a quarter to buy no gas with. but they got a reward on the other side. Amen. But I look around and I see so many things that need to be done. And my wife will tell you, I'm a workaholic. I don't mind working so many hours a day and taking care of the office and, you know, whatever I got to do, I'm going to do. But I look around and I see so much that needs to be done. I see hours and hours of things that need to be done here at this location. And we've got to make plans to enlarge the parking lot. We've got to make plans to, you know, we only have a certain amount of time on the old building that we got rights to use. And then we'll have to put the school offices on this property. We'll have to put our ministry office here that looks after our churches and all that. And so much to do. It needs people that'll commit their work unto the Lord. Commit thy work also unto the Lord. Not just physical work. We need physical workers, but we need spiritual workers. We need men and women that could work in the vineyards. Amen. And thou thoughts shall be established. Amen. You know why so many people haven't taken tranquilizers? Because they're full of the world and full of the devil. You know why so many people are on nerve medicine and on pain pills and everything else? Not everybody, but a great majority of them is because they don't have their mind upon the Lord. They've not committed their heart to God. They've not committed their mind, their spirit, and they've not surely committed their works to God. And they're a mess. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. God will bring you out. He will establish you. Amen. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Now I can drive up a stake and preach a camp meeting right here because I like this. In verse 12 of the first chapter of 2 Timothy, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. If we want the Lord to keep it, we're going to have to commit it. Amen. Amen. That's the reason. Amen. I said several years ago, I made this statement. I commit my finances unto the Lord. I commit my finances unto him. Amen. If you don't, this economy will drive you batty. Amen. Our radio stations, a lot of time, we see major problem. We had a well pump to go out and over $1,000. We had a lightning run in, catch the heat pump, and it wasn't enough to turn in on insurance because it had $1,000 deductible, so we had to pay that out of pocket. Amen. And Jackie, my wife, we just prayed and said, Lord, we're gonna turn this thing over to you. We're going to commit this thing to you. We're going to give it to you. Amen. And we're going to trust you for what you're going to do. And we're going to believe God that you're going to take care of it. Well, we had, before I ever got time to ask over the radio network for some financial help, we had $800 to come in. Amen. Now, that's the way God does something. Amen. You got to put it, as that song Suzanne, my daughter, sings, you got to put it in God's hands. Amen. You got to put it in God's hands. You got to commit mind, soul, body, labor, work, strength, all that you have, commit it to the Lord, and then put it in God's hands. Amen. And God will take care of it. Amen. Then, if we look in 1 Peter, and in the 4th chapter, in verse 19, this got a powerful. Let's back up and read a couple of verses. before we get to 19. Verse 17 of 1 Peter, the fourth chapter, verse 17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Amen. They're not going to make it, simply. I'm sorry. I heard some friends of ours, Jerry and Bob Boyd, Issues in Education. We air that on all of our stations. Powerful, powerful teaching. Powerful. Amen. I heard they had somebody on their program this week, and they said almost 88 or 99% of the preachers preaching in the pulpit of America don't preach the Bible. Amen. 85% don't believe that Jesus born of virgin birth or he's not coming back. There's less than 10 or 11% of the preachers preaching in the pulpits of the American churches are preaching the Bible. We got problems, folks. Amen. We got problems. Amen. They've let a spirit of complacency come in. They have not committed their mind, soul, and body and labor and strength to the Lord. And they've made it a party. They made it a hullabaloo. And that's where that's the churches that's got the numbers. The churches that let anything go. The churches that have got, you know, the Bible said put a fornicator out from you. I know where churches is that they put the fornicators out of it. They'd have to shut the church down because they wouldn't have nobody to preach or nobody to come. Amen. That's how bad it is. Verse 18, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner, amen, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? They're not going to make it in heaven. Amen. Verse 19, therefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him, and well-doing, and unto a faithful Creator. Amen. Let us commit our souls to him. Let us commit everything to him. And let us be willing to work, be willing to labor, be willing to commit, be willing to do whatever. When the Lord asked us for something, Bible said, delight thyself in the Lord, he will give you desires of your heart. Job said, delight yourself in the Lord, decree a thing, and it'll be established unto you. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, and we make the Lord our delight, then we are going to have victory. Amen. And the Lord is going to take care. He's going to supply our needs. He said, according to his riches and glory, that he's going to supply all of our needs. Amen. You're in good hands. One of the insurance companies says you're in good hands with them. I'm going to tell you, you're not too good of hands with them. Amen. No offense. But you are in good hands with the Lord. So commit it to the Lord. Anything you got that you've not committed to the Lord, you give it to God. Amen. Amen. Make that commitment to the Lord, and God will keep that which you've committed to him against that day. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we have the ability and the anointing to preach your word. And God, you've given us the vehicles. You've given us the ability to take this gospel to literally thousands and tens of thousands of people. And God, we thank you for that. And we're going to give you the praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. God love you. God bless you. Amen. God is real, and he will take care of you and supply all your needs. So commit it. Commit it to the Lord and watch the Lord work.